What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Accountability Partner Podcast, where we not only hold each other, but we hold ourselves accountable to our goals. My name is Tierra, and I will be serving as your accountability partner as you embark on this journey towards purpose. Now, I'm super, super, super excited today to talk about this topic, man, because it's literally it all came about from an experience that I had at work. Long story short, there was a lot of miscommunication that had went on between my director and another colleague of mine. And it ended up resulting in, I don't necessarily call it confrontation, but an argument took place. And then there was email chains being added. And then my name was thrown into this. And then there was just so much stuff that went on. And I was very flustered by it. One, because I don't play when it comes to my reputation. I don't play when it comes to he say, she say. I'm like, if you got to say something about me, you better come with the what? Facts, straight facts. And then two, I never want anyone to feel like they're getting in trouble or of some sort because of something that I've said or done. So there was just a lot that had occurred because of this situation. I mean, one of the reasons why I brought this up is because it taught me a few things. One, I will say that it taught me that I should never run away from conflict and that I should address it head on with tact and with humility. And I will say the day this situation or the evening, night the situation had occurred, I was like, again, I was very flustered. I was taken aback. I was like, yo, like, What is happening? What should I do? Like, I know a lot of the people who are involved were my higher up. So I'm just like, can I say something? Like, should I say anything? Would I look bad? A lot of things have happened. And then I was reading this book and called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And there was this passage that I remember being in there, and I'll read it briefly, but there was this passage that said, each entity in a conflict has 100% of the responsibility for resolving the conflict. In other words, person A is a whole and complete 100%, and person B is a whole and complete 100%. If the two people are involved, there's 200% responsibility to be divided up. The fatal mistake is thinking that there is 100% responsibility to be divided up. And this approach requires each person to take some portion of the 100%. And it's a massive thinking error that causes massive problems because it leads to endless jockeying for the victim position. And I will say, when I was really sitting back thinking about like everything that was happening, I wish I could share more details so you can kind of understand what the situation is. But when I was thinking about this situation, I definitely was putting myself in the victim role. I'm like, this is all happening to me. Why is this happening to me? Like, why are people saying these things about me? Like, all of these things happen. And then I was reminded, God is just so interested, ain't he? He's just so interesting. I was reminded of this scripture, Matthew 5:9, which says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And when I read that, or was reminded of that scripture, I was like, you know what? Let me take each party and let me apologize. Granted, I didn't feel like I needed to apologize, but I was like, you know what? Let me apologize for my part in this situation in order to resolve it. Long story short, I sat each person down and I was just like, you know, I want to apologize for miscommunication on my part, blah, 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 you know, corporate politics. And I was able to hear each person's opinions, and long story short, we ended up resolving the conflict. The reason I share this story is because when that situation happened, and now that I'm looking at it, it's actually pretty minor, I started contemplating whether or not this was the role for me. Like, God, did you really place me here? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? I shouldn't be dealing with situations like this. Is this where I'm supposed to be? Like, so many thoughts started arising, and this one difficulty, this one minuscule trial literally made me want to throw away my entire career. And that's when God said to me so clearly, he was like, Ayo, don't give up so easily. And that's when I knew this is what I was supposed to focus on during today's episode, because there are so many people who, when any type of trial or conflict or issue arises, you're quick to give up. You'll stop working at the very thing God called you to do because something, someone, whatever, whomever came at you. And I want to just share this scripture. And again, y'all know me, I'm scripture based, okay? That faith is my foundation. Romans 5, 3 through 4 says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Now, there are some things that you may need to learn now that will help you when you get to a next level. So there are some things that you may have to go through in a certain situation or at a certain moment in time in your life that will help you when you are actually walking in the vision that God's given you. And now I'll be super transparent and personal. I plan on having employees and managing people someday. And if I don't learn how to address conflict, or honestly, if I didn't have this most recent experience, I would have to face that learning lesson when there's more that I have to lose on the line. I'd rather learn these lessons on someone else's dime than have to learn it when I'm paying people, when people can begin to tarnish my business and tarnish my name. No, it's okay. This situation happened. I learned from it. And here we are. So before we are so quick to give up when we face conflict, try and think about, you know, what is it that I can learn from this? What is it that I can grasp? Is the thing that I'm dealing with, or the trial that I'm facing, is it sent from God? And I know a lot of people will be like, God shouldn't be sending trials, but you have to understand that until we go through certain things, or unless we go through certain things, we will not be able to understand or have a different perspective that is necessary for us when we reach the next level. Now, another reason I noticed why people give up so easily is because someone criticized them. Now, what I will say is that while sometimes criticism can be good, and of course, you know, feedback is important, that's how you grow, and that's considered constructive criticism, there's something that's called destructive criticism, which is literally meant to harm you. The definition of constructive criticism is it's a type of criticism that's intended to harm, undermine, or even destroy someone's creation, reputation, or self-esteem. That type of criticism is literally meant to knock you off your game. It's meant to get you to quit. It's meant to get you to give up. It's meant to get you in a mindset that causes you to start questioning your self-esteem. That's why it's so important that when you receive any type of criticism or feedback, you determine what type it is. Is it constructive? Is this something that I can actually use towards my benefit? Or is this something that someone's just trying to bring on to me because they're angry, because they're hurt? Now, when it's destructive criticism, allow that to fuel you to keep going. One thing that my mama always says is that, baby, hurt people. And oftentimes, honestly, most of the times, people who bring forth that type of destructive criticism are oftentimes jealous of you and unhappy with themselves. And if we get a little spiritual about it, it's literally an attack of the enemy. The enemy recognizes that you are doing what you're supposed to do. You're being obedient. And now he's angry. He's like, nah, Shruti, I can't let this go on. So I'm gonna send a little troll on Instagram to go comment under one of your pictures and be like, you don't look good, or this product or service is trash. This podcast is trash. I don't need it. It's not useful for me. And he's trying to get you to begin questioning yourself, questioning the thing that God has told you to do. And because you understand that this is his tactic, you have to go in there again with the mindset of, you know what? Haters gonna hate. But at the end of the day, I don't report to haters. I report to God. At the end of the day, I know that this is what God has called me to do. So I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to be bold in it. And that's just what Mary had a little lamb. We have to stop worrying about what other people are doing, what people are saying. The opinions of others do not matter when it comes to your purpose walk. The only person you have to report to is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So stop focusing and worrying about what other people are doing and focus on you and God and making an impact and walking in purpose and making these coins. Now, the last reason I'll include as to why people give up so easily is because someone told them no. Now, while no is, you know, can be a self-care term, when it comes to purpose, I noticed that when we are told no, it hurts our feelings a little bit, right? Like we're like, you know what, God, like I'm here, I'm doing what you're telling me to do, but you just told me this, you allowed somebody to tell me no. And now one thing I will say that I've learned is that rejection is oftentimes God's protection. So oftentimes when we hear that no, it's God protecting us from involving ourselves with the person, with the thing that will end up being, you know, to our detriment. And the next thing I will say is that when it comes to this purpose journey, when it comes to this walk, when it comes to obedience and pursuing our goals, whatever it is, you have to be tenacious. You have to want that thing so badly that you'll do whatever needs to be done by any means necessary in order for that goal to be achieved, for that vision to be manifested, for whatever you want to display right in front of you. Do not accept no for an answer. That's why it's so important to partner with God on this purpose journey, because sometimes God should maybe be trying to build up your endurance. He's trying to build up your tenacity and your resiliency to keep pursuing after that thing that or that person that have told you no. And then again, there's oftentimes where it's just like God says, you know what? No, I'm saying no because that's not something that I want for you. You have to go a different way. Now, one thing that just this whole idea of not accepting no for an answer, it makes me think of the woman in the Bible with the issue of blood. Here's a little bit of backstory, and I wish I knew where it was in the Bible. I promise it's in the Bible somewhere. But there was a woman in the Bible who had an issue of blood. She was bleeding nonstop for 12 years. Then she heard that big homie Jesus, the guy who be performing all these miracles, was coming into town. And she was like, you know what? This is probably going to be my only chance. So many people have told me no. I've gone to all the doctors. I've gone to all the people who I can go to, but every single person told me no. She goes into the crowd where Jesus is at, and everybody's like trying to push her away. And she starts crawling. She's crawling. She's like, no, if I could only touch the hem of his garments, if I could only do this, if I could only just be in the presence of the Most High God, then I'm sure I will be made whole. And in that moment, in that experience of extreme perseverance, of tenacity, of literally like fiercelessness, she was healed. She was able to touch Jesus's garment and she was made whole. And again, I say that to say we literally cannot accept no for an answer. We have to remember that we have a God who can do anything. So when it comes to those moments where, you know, we hear a no, God sometimes will be sitting back and saying, you know, I want to see what he or she's about to do. Is she about to just sit here and let this no happen? Or is she going to come to me and be like, hey, yo, God, I know that you are a God who can do all things. I know that you are a God who can cause mountains to move. So if this is what you called me to do, make something shake, make something shift, cause an endurance or a tenacity in me to rise so that I can continue pursuing the very thing that told me no until I get the answer that I desire. Remember that God knows what he's doing. He's very strategic. He's trying to birth you into the person, into the woman or man that he's called you to be in order for you to be all that he needs you to be for the next level. There's another scripture in the Bible that says, don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you do not give up. God's looking for people who won't quit. He's looking for people who are willing to do the work. Are you willing to do the work? Really ask yourself, like, I know the plans that God has for me. He's given me these visions. He's given me these goals. But am I really willing to do the work? You should be, because you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So make the decision today to be willing and choose to go after it, to do anything by any means necessary, and don't quit. Now, some tips I will say that have helped me when it came to moments where I wanted to give up is I surrounded myself with people who I knew wouldn't let me. I surrounded myself with friends who have this vision mindset, who have a tenacious mindset, and be like, you know what, Tierra? No, don't stop. Don't cower down because things get tough. Don't stop walking in your purpose because something just became difficult. No, you need to continue doing the thing that God's told you to do, because there's so much more for you to achieve, to conquer. Have godly, have sound, have reliable accountability. Surround yourself with great accountability partners. Make sure you listen to this podcast so you can make sure that no matter what happens, I'm constantly being edified. I'm constantly being affirmed, and I recognize why I don't need to give up. And then too, one thing that helps me as well is I oftentimes read people like struggle stories. There's actors and actresses or business owners, CEOs, authors. There are people who have gone through situations, who have had major trials, and because they did not give up, they've obtained a type of success that is unexplainable. They obtained a type of success that can literally only be attributed to God and to the fact that they did not give up. That's why you got to keep going. You can't quit. You got this. Now, you know, I'm your accountability partner, and I will never leave you without an action item, because what? I told you that I'm not. One of the things I want you to do this week is write down your why. Oftentimes when it comes to, or when we face moments where we want to quit, it's because we aren't remembering our why. Remember why you started it, whatever it may be in the first place. Your why must be bigger than you, because if it's not, you'll want to give up, and it'll be much easier for you to give up. But when your why is bigger than you, you recognize that there are people whose lives are being impacted by what it is that you're doing. For example, and I think I may have said this in a previous episode, if you are called to write a book about mental health, when you experience those moments of like writer's block, you have to sit here and remember, you know what? This isn't just about me making money. This isn't just about me displaying my great writer skills. This is really me trying to help people and others break through and overcome different mental illnesses or different mental setbacks like anxiety and depression. That is what I need to do. So you know what? I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep writing regardless if I have writer's block or not, because I have a why that is bigger than me. This is more than me. So we have to keep focused and stay focused on the vision and keep remembering our why. So I want you to write down your why this week and post it up somewhere that you can see all the time, whether it's a bathroom mirror or somewhere on your laptop or on your phone as a wallpaper. Place it somewhere that allows you to constantly look at it, so that in moments of trial or difficulty or conflict, you remember why you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And lastly, I'm going to leave you with a few scriptures that have helped me and are still helping me, because one thing I will say is that I still struggle with wanting to give up sometimes, but I reflect on these scriptures that really help me and push me to keep going. So we have Galatians 6:9. Oh, that's what I have referenced before, which says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Do not quit. We are so close to receiving the promise, the blessings from God. We are so close to manifesting the vision. We are so close to achieving the goal. We are so close. So Don't stop when things get difficult. Don't get tired of doing things because you feel like you haven't seen a result. Keep going, because I promise that your breakthrough is literally right around the corner. Next, Philippians 1:6, which says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Now, if God didn't give up on you, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up before you can reap the benefits. Like I said before, you are literally so close to achieving the promise. So baby, don't give up now. And lastly, Hebrews 10:36, which says, "For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may have received what is promised." You need endurance for this purpose journey. You have to persevere. You have to be tenacious. You have to be resilient, because that is the only way that you're going to receive what it is that God has promised you. Now, I hope this was helpful. I love you. I really want to hear, I really want you to write down your why, and I don't want you to give up, because you are so close. People need what it is that you have on the inside of you. People need what it is that you have to offer. And God is just like, God is literally like begging to bless you. So don't give up. Keep working at it. I love you. I hope you have a wonderful week, and peace.